So we are starting Perek Beis. Megillas Esther, Perek Beis. So as we saw last time, the Perek ended off with this sort of out of proportion gzeira against Vashti. We saw the sort of imbalance of power and Ahasuerus trying to assert his koach over Vashti, and we saw how it ended up. So let's get started. Achar hadvarim ha'ela, kisho chamas hamelech Achashverosh, zacharis Vashti ve'is asher asasa, ve'is asher nigzar ala. So he wakes up, and generally we understand this as like a little bit of a hangover. He wakes up in the morning, you know, he rubs his eyes a little bit, and he's like, oh my gosh, what did I do? But as we explained, Ahasuerus is an idiot. He knows exactly what he did. And so then the question is, so then what exactly does this mean that he remembers Vashti and what she did and what the gzera was? He's not drunk at this point. So the question is, what is he upset about? Huh?
When did he kill her? Doesn't say that he kills Vashti.
And no place in the Megillah does it say that Vashti is killed, and it's not so clear, even in the Rishonim, in the Mefarshim, that she is killed. All we know is that the Malchus was given over to someone else. Vayomer Na'arei HaMelech Misharesav. So these same, or maybe different, Na'arim, these officers, these young lads that are around the king, they want to distract him because Ahasuerus is obviously upset. What is he upset about? I don't know, he could be upset about a variety of different things. You know, he doesn't have a queen. Vashti was very beautiful. And that's what these young kids are highlighting. Na'arei ha'melech misharesav yivakshu la'melech na'aros bisulos tovos mare. A beauty pageant. We are going to have a beauty pageant. But chevra, this beauty pageant is like no other beauty pageant that you have ever imagined. Okay, it's not like these women are walking down the aisle, Lo Aleinu, not you, your friends saw, okay? It wasn't us. But it wasn't, you know, like on the front cover of whatever magazine. That's not what's going on here. Let's take a look at what happens at this pageant. Ve'afkeid ha'melech pikidim, b'chol medinos malchuso, ve'ikpitzu es kol na'ara besula tovos mar'eh, el shushan ha'bira el beis hanashim, el yad hegei sereis ha'melech shomer hanashim v'nason, Tamrukehen. So all of these women, seemingly, there is two stages here. At the first stage, there's a voluntary stage. All of the women who want to come and essentially try to be the queen and to impress Ahasuerus, they can come, and we're going to see that there is going to be an involuntary stage as well. But they come to this place and to this man named Hegei Saris HaMelech Shomer Anashim. I think a lot of people generally draw a comparison to the Lashonos over here to one other place in Tanakh where we see Vayafkeid HaMelech Pikidim B'chol Medinos Malchuso, and that's by, does anyone have any ideas? The Lashon is very similar to the Lashon which we see by Yosef and Paro, right? Yosef tells Paro there's going to be Shnos Rav, so what should he do? He should Vayikbitzu Bar Pikidim. Paro sent out Pekidim throughout all of Eretz Mitzrayim and throughout all of the lands to bring in this wheat. So what? Why are we using the same Lashon? I think the reason why we're using the same Lashon is just to sort of compare and contrast at the same time. How different is that Pekida and this Pekida? Over there, we're saving bread and we're saving wheat in order so that we can eventually have a national survival. And over here, why are we gathering these women? We're gathering these women as if they are just wheat, as if they are nothing. Beautiful. Beautiful. He loves this idea. This is great. As we know, Ahasuerus was a party man. He liked his women, and he likes a lot of women, as we're going to see. And this is something which is obviously important for him. Now we are introduced to our other characters in the story. Ish Yehudi Ayah B'Shushan HaBira, Ushmo Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish Ish Yamini. So there was a Jew in Shushan at that time living. His name was Mordechai, and when we look at his yichus, there is clearly something which is there, and there's also something which is missing. What is there and what is missing? What is there is that he's from Binyamin. What is there is that he has some sort of connection to Kish. And who is Kish? Kish is connected to Sheol as well. So why isn't Sheol mentioned? Kanir'e that he has some sort of connection to Sheol, but not Ben Achar Ben, or possibly Sheol is left out, as the Chevra who were learning before, Sheol is left out specifically because Mordechai is here to do something that Sheol doesn't do. Right? Mordechai, as we're going to see, is going to have a role similar to that of Sheol. Asher Haglam Yerushalayim, now a little bit of history about Mordechai. Asher Haglam Yerushalayim Nagola, Asher Haglasayim Yechonia Melech Yuda, Asher Hagla Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. So there's two ways of reading this pasuk. Chazal say, how many times is the word Hagla mentioned in the pasuk? Four times. That means that Mordechai was exiled four times. He was kicked out of Eretz Yisrael four times. We know there are four different stages of galus. That's according to Chazal. On a simple level, what it means is that he kept on going back.
So why doesn't he go back at the end? Like, seems like against his name.
I don't know. We're going to have to ask that question at the end of the Megillah. But it seems that he is very much connected to Eretz Yisrael.
What's this pasuk saying?
Right? It seems that he's very connected to Eretz Yisrael, according to Chazal, that he keeps on going back and he keeps on going back. But now, at this tkufa, he's back in Shushan HaBirah, maybe to do something, maybe to fill a role, and we're going to see what that role is. But Bepashtos, the way that we read the pasuk, is that he came with Yechonia, with the galus of Charesh Vamazger. Now, one other thing that I'd like to point out, we see that Ish Yehudi Aya B'Shushan HaBirah Ushmo Mordechai. So on one hand, he's connected to Binyamin. At the same time, he's called a Yehudi. What is a Yehudi? Right, Malchus Yehuda. He's connected to Malchus Yehuda. So the Gemara already points this out, that there's a little bit of a stira. Is he from Binyamin or is he from Yehuda? Now, Bepashtos, the Gemara suggests that maybe his mother is from Yehuda and his father is from Binyamin. But Bepashtos, this is amazing. The fact that he's called a Yehudi, this is the first time in all of our history that a Jew is called a Yehudi. We call ourselves Yehudim. Why were they called Yehudim? Because the Jews that were left over in Eretz Yisrael before they were kicked out were only from Malchus Yehuda. And who was Malchus Yehuda compiled of? Yehuda and Binyamin. So he's called a Yehudi. He's called a Yehudi.
Why didn't he say Binyamin?
He's called a Yehudi and he's called a Yemini as well. Okay, let's go weiter. Okay, so that's our first character. Mordechai is someone who's very, very important. His yichus is very important to us. His past is very important to us. Vayhi oman es hadasa hi Esther bastodo ki ein la'av va'em. Vanara yafas tor v'tovas mareo b'mos avia v'ima l'cha Mordechai lo levas. So, comparing and contrasting to Mordechai, we also have a similar description of Hadassah, or her Persian name Esther. Esther is clearly not a Hebrew name. Mordechai Bepashtos also is not a Hebrew name. Not only that, there are many that suggest that Mordechai and Esther are very similar to Persian god names, Mordach and Haster. Okay? So as we see, the Jews in Shushan, although that Mordechai was one who was obviously very connected to Eretz Yisrael, the Jews, as we saw in by Mitzrayim, Shelo es Shinu es Shemam, Bepashtos, that's what happens here. Shinu es Shemam. Right? Her name is Hadassah, but her name is Esther. She represents her name as she represents herself as Esther. But she's a Yefas Toar Vitovas Mareh. She's beautiful, and we know there's something a little bit of a confusion about what exactly her parents pass away, and Mordechai adopts her. Does he eventually marry her? That's not so clear. But Bepashtos, what it means is that Mordechai adopts her as a young child, and he helps her. he helps her grow up. Finally, Esther's time. She's living in Shushan. There's only so much time can go by that she can avoid her being taken to Shushan as being a beautiful woman. And she was taken. Vatilakach. If you look at that lashon, we're going to see that a few times. Vatilakach is
taken.
Is not. She didn't want to go. Vatilakach Esther. Right. She was taken to this Shomer Anashim. Vatitav Nara Beinav. Vatisachesed Lefanav. Vayavhel Es Tamrukeh Ves Manosel Esesla. Veshev Nearos Haruyos Lasesla Mi Beis Hamelach. Veishanea Ves Narosel Tov Beis Hanashim. Haggai automatically falls in love with her. She's not only beautiful, but she obviously has this charismatic part of her character, as we're going to see. She's
seeing that when he's kidnapping her. Like, where's her?
We're going to have a little bit of an insight as to, can you imagine just what's going on? Esther doesn't want to go. She doesn't want to be there. And we're going to see she's not very interested in Ahasuerus, but at the same time, everyone falls in love with her. So that's what I'm saying. There's something not only about her physical chain, but her character traits, something about her which has some sort of charisma. So he pushes the process. He pushes her to the front of the line. He gets her all of her cosmetics. He gives her naaros. He gives her these women to help her. However, and this is going to be a theme that we're going to see throughout all of Megillas Esther. Lo higida Esther esama vesmaladita ki Mordechai tziva le'asher lo sagin. She doesn't say where she's from. Why? Mordechai said so. Mordechai told me that I shouldn't say where I'm from, and therefore I don't say where I'm from. So then why? Guys, why doesn't Mordechai want Esther to say where she's from? Come on, there's a lot of kivunim that we can go with this. Why? Huh? He's a Navi. So what? He knows what's going to happen. But then why not say that you're Jewish? What's the chisaron in saying that you're Jewish? There's two different directions that we can go with this. Okay, people hate Jews. Okay, yeah, what else?
Haman would find out and he would kill her.
Haman would find out. Haman's not in the picture, Bichlal. We don't even know who Haman is. You're like fancy. I don't know. Mamuchan, I don't know. There are two very, very different ways of reading this. Okay, and the Mefarshim really suggest a variety of different reasons. Okay, I think the Gruz suggests that maybe it would be a little bit not nice that because Esther obviously isn't interested in marrying Ahasuerus, that the Persians are going to think that Jews don't like Persians, and she's a racist. So that's not going to look so nice, right? Or possibly she doesn't want to say where she's from because she is also from the dynasty of Shaul. She's from the dynasty of Shaul, and this could go in one of two ways, right? Either specifically he won't want to marry her. Why? Because he doesn't want to have to any yichus with other dynasties like Vashti. He already went through one of those things. Or Dafka, the opposite. Maybe she's from a beautiful dynasty. Maybe he's going to want to marry her. But I'll tell you the underlining, right? I'll tell you the underlining theme, or the underlining two different directions which we could sort of see the underpinnings of this. Is Esther interested in marrying Ahasuerus? Meaning, is this the plan? Is this going in? Mordechai and Esther have a plan that this is what's going to happen. They don't have, remember, there's no gzera. Everything's okay. We're in Galus. They're doing their thing. Okay? Is Esther interested? So Esther obviously physically isn't interested, vatilakach, but the question is Mordechai recognizes that she's there already. So are we interested in moving on with this, or are we dafka specifically trying to make ourselves unwantable? Right? Understand these two different directions. We're going to be able to read the Megillah in two very different ways.
Did you say right? The Kfiridic answer that they were like assimilated?
That they were totally assimilated and therefore
that's
what?
Their names were named after like Persian gods.
That's not a Kfiridic thing. That's just shot in the Pesukim. I'm saying Mordechai, the Gemara says that Mordechai is not a Hebrew name, and Esther for sure is not a Hebrew name because her Hebrew name is Hadassah. Yeah, right? So then,
an answer here, the opposite.
Yeah.
They wanted to keep the Torah so much.
Right. Oh, that's another approach. Oh, she doesn't want to say that she's Jewish, so she could be makbid on Kalev Kibachamura. Okay, that's another approach. All right, let's take a look. Something else that we didn't know about Mordechai. Mordechai is around the Chatzar Beis Hanashim. How is he there? We weren't told that Mordechai has some sort of political role, but it's clear that he does. If he's around this Chatzar Beis Hanashim, and he's trying to figure out what's going on with Esther. As we're going to see, is he part of the Sanhedrin? What does the Sanhedrin mean? We're in Gullus. What does Sanhedrin mean?
He's just like chilling.
So he's in the Sanhedrin? So what does the Sanhedrin have anything to do with Gullus? What does that have to do with Gullus? Okay. Let's read the Pesukim. Okay. So he's trying to figure out what's going on with Esther. Why? Because he wants to see maybe Esther is going to be freed. Right? That's the idea. Pasukid Beis. Ubahagia tor na'arav na'arav lavoy ala melech ha'chashveirosh, getting back to this beauty pageant, this beautiful beauty pageant. Every single time a woman or one of these young women would come, miketze yosla kedas anashim shneim asar chodesh, they would go through a 12-month process. Chever, listen to this, a 12-month process. Kikein yimlu'u yimei mirukehen. Shisha chodeshim b'shemen ha'ma'or, 6 months in these cosmetics, v'shisha chodeshim b'psamim, 6 months in these oils and these natural oils and these things and cosmetics. What is going on here? These women are like beautifying themselves to ways that we can't even imagine. Imagine sitting in a hot tub filled with oils and these things that made you smell beautiful. It's gaval, right? It's amazing. No, Hashem Yirachim, this is so terrible. Imagine what we're doing to these women. I'll tell you, Ad Kedei Kach, Rav Grossman, a professor, Rav Dr. Grossman from Bar Ilan, suggested that if you look another place in the Tanakh that we say, the only other place in Tanakh where it says, Ki Kein Yimlu, Yimei Meru Kehen, is by Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu is being embalmed by the Egyptians, what did they do with the body? They put them into these natural oils, so that the body wouldn't, whatever the process which they were doing over there. And Rav Grossman points out that it's clear over here that the comparison that the Megillah is trying to make is what? All they see about these women is like basically a dead body. That's basically what they are. They're just a piece of, they're, as the Gemara says, they're karka olam. Right? They're karka olam. But at the same time, and I'll take the question in a second, at the same time, they were given whatever they wanted. They had one last request. You can take whatever you want with you to the king. Now, obviously, what that means is anything that is going to convince the king that she is Matim or Matima to become the queen. Yeah. Right. I
think my uncle said that maybe it could be trying to like exaggerate, like show us like it was how long it really was and how bad it was.
Right. It really is bad. It's so bad, and we haven't even gotten to the bad part. Okay, they beautify them. You know what? I don't know. There's a lot of women who like put on a lot of cosmetics and stuff. Some women spend like crazy amounts of money. Like at the, you know, for the MNY girls that are listening or whatever, you know. Okay, but listen. Some girls spend so much on cosmetics, but what's going on over here is just a total hagzama. It's totally nuts. Now take a look. And this is the most tragic part of this beauty pageant, and that's why I won't call it a beauty pageant. Be'erev hiba, ubaboker hishava el beis hanashim sheni. She goes, took whatever she wants after this 12-month process. Imagine the anticipation. She comes, she thinks that she has her life right in front of her. Her future, everything, she's beautified herself, she's prepared everything, she knows exactly what she's going to say. She's looked in the mirror thousands of times and said, "Hi, King, You know, she's got everything down to mamish, everything, and how I'm gonna, and what angle am I gonna look at? Everything she has, and it all crashes. The night is over. Ubaboker hishava. She takes the walk of shame. But where is the walk of shame? And now take a look at this. El beis hanashim sheni el yad shaazgaz saris hamelech shomer hapilag shim. Another one of these guys that she goes to, a beis hanashim shenis, lo savo odeh hamelech kim chafetz ba hamelech v'nikra abeshem. She never came back. Only if the king wanted her to come back. That means that chevra, she never goes home. It's like Hotel California. You can check in, but you may never leave. Go 12 months. Do some chazara and then come back. Hotel Calf. These women thought that they didn't know what they were getting themselves into. Do you understand the severity of this? These young girls come in, they can't ever get married ever again. Why? Because they're part of the king's family now. Now they're a pilegesh. You understand that they're in this brothel, this second brothel. And they can never get married. Their lives are essentially ruined. Understand? And this wasn't 2, 3, 4 girls. Take a look what happens. Ubaagia Tor Esther bas Avichai al dod Mordechai asher lakach lo levas lavo el hamelech. Lo biksha davar. Esther doesn't want anything. Kim asasher yomar Hagai saris hamelech shomer anashim. Whatever Hagai suggested. Vati Esther nosas chayim beinei korea. Everyone loved Esther. Vatilakach Esther, once again, that Lashonov, she was taken, she's not interested. Vatilakach Esther al HaMelech HaChashverosh al Beis HaMalchuso, Bechodesh HaAsiri hu Chodesh Teves, Bishnas Sheva LeMalchuso. 7 years. When does this beauty pageant start? When is Vashti axed? In year 3, at the end of the 3rd year. That means, for how long is this going on? Anywhere between 3 to 4 years. Every single night there's someone. Do the math. Over 1,000 women their lives have been ruined by this sick man's imagination of what a queen is supposed to look like. You understand? 1,000 people. He ruined 1,000 people's life. And the families of these 1,000 women, it's ruined. Imagine. And not everyone has a Mordechai that can go and find out Mashlom Esther there. Understand how tragic this is? Yeah.
How long does Ahasuerus look for?
I don't know.
Like everything he does is like years. Like his party is like 1,000 years.
Yeah, it's like 180 days. It's yeah, nachon. 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 Nachon.
Everything he does like years.
Nachon. Nachon.
Is he like 30 years old at this point?
I don't know how old he is. I'm not sure that there's any evidence in the Megillah as to how old he is or how old he dies. Either way, Esther is taken. Let's go weiter. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Take a look at this, and this is the Pella. This is the most Pelladika thing. Esther obviously is not interested at all in Ahasuerus. She doesn't want any of it. Karka Olam, the Gemara says. She's so passive. Vatilakach Esther, and she was Nivala Baal Korcha. She was raped, essentially. Vayehav HaMelech Es Esther Mikol HaNashim Vatisachin V'chesed Lefanav Mikol HaBsulos. Esther, according to Chazal, wasn't even a Besula. She wasn't even a Besula. She was married to Mordechai. So she was Noseis Chain Be'ina. That doesn't make any sense. Vayasam Keser Malchus Beroshav Yamilicha Tachas Vashti. He loves her. What does he love about her? She hates you. She's screaming, get off of me. But he loves it. He's sick. He is sick. Not only is he sick, but I'll tell you even more than this, and this is where we have to do chazara, and we have to ask ourselves the question, is Ahasuerus a smart king or is he a stupid king? He just made his one night stand, the lady who he raped, the queen of the empire. Like, is there any like cheshbon as to what is going to be? Like, who is she? What's her history? Where is she from? Did they do an FBI background check? None of that. Lo yigida Esther. She doesn't say anything. So what's the play here? What is Ahasuerus doing? So I think it's two things. The first thing is the intrigue, obviously, here is unbelievable. I mean, Ahasuerus, all of these women have been throwing themselves at Ahasuerus, and she's like the only one, right? It's Maim Gnuvim Yumtaku, right? Things that you can't have, you want. And that was intriguing for Ahasuerus. But I'll say something I think that's even a little bit more deep, which is that Ahasuerus doesn't care about where Esther's from, and I'll say even stronger, he doesn't want to know where she's from. Because he understands that the last person she married, it was all about where she was from. So the fact that Ahasuerus doesn't do a background check is dafka the smartest thing for, because he doesn't care, he doesn't want to know. She is the most matim person. I couldn't have found anyone better. Right?
What does that have to do with him doing things to her?
It doesn't necessarily have to do with any...
Oh, I thought that's what
I'm saying mitzad, the fact... No, mitzad the fact that she's a no-man, essentially. We don't know where she's from. We don't know who she is. That's dafka something which was important for him. He didn't want that. Vayas amelch mishte gadol l'chol sarav avadavis mishte ester v'anachal medinos asav v'yitin ma'asas ki yad hamelch. This is something that the Persians did. They did. They had a tax break. Okay, they gave out. The checks. And this is the sickest part. Ubi kabeitz besulos shenis u'mordechai yoshev b'shar hamelch. B'shar hamelch. What's going on here? Round two. How sick? Round two. What's going on? So it's... No. Ubi kabeitz besulos shenis. He's bringing them back in. He's bringing more women in. He's bringing more women in. Why is he bringing more women in? One of two things. Either the, once again, like it's just so, it's you know, just the energy is just unbelievable. You know, it's a new woman every single night. I don't, you know, it's amazing, right? At the same time, maybe he's not sure about Esther. Maybe he has some uncertainties about Esther, which he's not sure about. Yeah. It could be. Could be. I don't know. You know. Could be. Right. It could be. Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
According to the Gros, to send them back home.
Yeah.
The Gros says to send them back home.
Yeah.
Ubi kabeitz besulos shenis. Pirusha acharkach kavtzu es kol besulos anisharos lishloch osam lebeisam. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Okay. If I'm old, that's beautiful. That's Pasha, not the Pshat and the Pasuk, though. I'm saying it says, take a look at what it says. It says, Lo tavo od al hamelch, kim chafetz ba hamelch v'nikra b'shin. Like, what's the second? Why is there a Shomer Hanashim? This is just kilu like until the end? I don't know. Either way. Tov, let's go weiter. Pasuk Kof. And we'll finish with this. En Esther mageres mo'atov es hama kasher tivala mordechai ves ma'amar mordechai Esther osa kasher haisa bo'omna ito. Okay, Esther is following Mordechai's instructions, and either it's going amazing or it's going terrible. Meaning either Esther was chosen and this is exactly their plan. What exactly is the plan? There's no gzeira, so what's the plan? The plan is that it's always kedai to have Jews in the upper echelon of politics. You know, that's a good thing. Jason Greenblatt, you know, we got Kushner, you know, the whole... It's good. It's a good thing to have Jewish people in high places. But I'll tell you something that might be even a little bit sadder. That might be even a little bit sadder is that she becomes the queen of Persia. She becomes the representation of Golos by becoming queen. Meaning it's beautiful that, you know, at the end of the story, v'chulu, that there's this big Yeshua that comes out of it. But I think there's something very sad here is that she is embracing this a little bit. Okay. Vayam yahim u'mordechai yoshev b'shar ha'melech katzaf b'gtan v'seirish. Shnei sarisei ha'melech mishomrei asav v'yivakshu lishlach yad b'melech ha'chashverosh. So, they make a plot. Big son and seirish. I remember when I was a kid listening to that recording. I don't know. I don't know if you guys heard that. Big son, seirish. No? You guys know that? Everyone knows that. Vixan, Seres. So what's the big deal? What's going on here? Why are they trying to kill Ahasuerus? Everyone's trying to make a move. You understand? You understand, guys? Everyone is trying to make a move. Memuchan, Haman is trying to make a move. Ahasuerus has totally lost his mind. He's Putin. He's killing everyone. He's marrying all these people. He's losing it. So everyone's trying to make a move. Big son of Shiris also. Vayvadaha davar leMordechai. How does Mordechai know? Either like Chazal say that he knew 70 languages because he was in the Sanhedrin, he was the Rosh Sanhedrin, or that Pashut he just overheard them speaking. Vayvadaha davar leMordechai. Vayage leEsther Amalka. He tells Esther. Vatomer Esther leMalch b'shem Mordechai. Now, why doesn't Mordechai himself just go and, if he had this political role, why couldn't he go and do that? We're not going to answer that question right now. Vayivukash hadavar, there was a chakira done, there was an investigation done. Vayimatzei vaytalu shneim al eitz vaykatev besefer divrei hayamim lifnei hamelach. Tov, shkrakas.
Mordechai was